Das kann so sagen, dass ich das sage, wenn ich mir sage, wenn ich mir ein Hey, die Mischung sagt, Chalus bei Lilin Divrei Rehbi, wer kam bei mir mit Soilus. And Bryce says, the Pasuk says, Soilus Belula, which teaches that it should be mixed with oil when it's still flour. Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, Chalus Belulois, which teaches that they're mixed after having been made into Chalus. Rabbanan said, the Pasuk who are in the Toy, the breads, also says Chalus Belulois, and yet it's impossible to mix them with oil when they're already Chalus. Rather, it has to be mixed in when they're flour. The Bryce continues, how are the Menachos prepared? He puts oil into the Keli and then puts the flour on top of the oil. He then puts more oil onto it and mixes it and kneads it and fries it. He then breaks it into pieces, pours the rest of the oil onto it, and the Kmitza is then done. Rebbe says they're mixed when they're chalas, based on the positive chalas belulas b'Hashem. And how is this done? He first puts oil into a keli, then puts flour onto the oil. He kneads it and fries it. He then breaks it into pieces and puts more oil onto it and mixes it. He then puts the rest of the oil onto it and does the kmitza. What did the Rabbanan mean that it's impossible to mix the toilet chalas with oil? As the Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, it's because there's only a revius of oil for 20 chalas. It's impossible to mix so many big chalas with that small amount of oil. Therefore, it must be that the oil is mixed when it's still flour. Mishnah said a chalis to unos belilo urikikin mishicha. A brisa says, the pasuk says chalis belulos, which teaches that rikikin are not mixed with oil. We would think to say that the chalis, which are not smeared with oil, have to be mixed with oil, and rikikin, which have to be smeared with oil, surely have to be mixed with oil. The pasuk therefore teaches this is not so. The pasuk says rikikin are smeared with oil, which teaches that chalis are not smeared with oil. We would have thought to say if rikikin, which are not mixed with oil, are smeared with oil, and chalis, which are mixed with oil, definitely should be smeared with oil. The pasuk therefore teaches that this is not so. Furthermore, why can't we say that the procedure is written by each, but it should be applied to the other as well? After tomorrow, Rava said if that was true, there should have been one pasuk that would have mentioned smearing for chalas and mixing for rikikin. Mishnah said, Ketzad moshchon kimin ki. Vashar is nechal v'chulu. Rav Kahana explained, this means it's smeared in the shape of a Greek letter ki. Bryce says, if a mincha is brought of half chalas and half rikikin, one brings a lug of oil and splits it between the two types. For the chalas, he mixes the oil in. For the rikikin, he smears oil on them. He smears the entire top of the rikikin, and any leftover oil is given over to the chalas. Rav Shimon, the name of Shimon says, he smears the oil in the shape of the ki, and the letter ki, and the remaining oil is eaten by the Kahanim. Bryce says, if rikikin are brought by themselves, one brings a lug of oil and smears the rikikin again and again until all the oil is used up. Shimon, the name of Shimon says, he smears the oil in the shape of the letter ki, and the remaining oil is eaten by the Kahanim. Zok, the next Mishnah, all menachas that are made in a Kli Sharis have to be broken into pieces. What type of mincha does the Mishnah mean to exclude? After a Papa said it comes to exclude the Shteya Lechem and Lechem Aponim. A Bryce says, the Pasuk says, Pasois Oisa Pitim, Mincha. The actual word mincha teaches that all menachas have to be broken into pieces. The word oisa comes to exclude shtei alechem lechem panim. The pasuk then says yatzakto shemen mincha. This extra word mincha over here teaches that all menachas are included in the requirement of pouring. The word aleho comes to exclude the chalas of a baked mincha from this requirement. The word he comes to exclude rikikin from this requirement. How do we know, fact Gemara, to exclude the baked mincha from this requirement? Maybe we should instead exclude a koyin's mincha. And from what Rabbi said, there are two exclusionary words in the pasuk. The baked mincha is the one that has two types, and therefore that's the one that needs two exclusionary words to be excluded. Zuck the next Mishnah. When breaking up a mincha of Yisrael, he first folds it into two, then folds the two into four, and breaks it into four pieces. When breaking the mincha of a kohen, he first folds it into two, then folds the two into four, but does not then break it into four pieces. The mincha of the kohen gadol is not folded. Rav Shimon says the mincha of a kohen and of the kohen gadol are not broken into pieces because they do not require a kmitza. And any mincha that does not require a kmitza is not broken into pieces. All of them that are broken must be broken into smaller pieces, the size of a kezias. Zok the Gemara Brisa says the pasuk says pasois. We would think it should only be broken into two pieces. The pasuk therefore says pitim. The teacher breaks it into four pieces. If we only had the word pitim, we would think it should be crumbled into crumbs. The pasuk therefore says oisa, which teaches the mincha should be broken into pieces, but the pieces should not then be broken down further into smaller pieces. How is this done? The mincha of Yisrael is folded into two, then folded into four, and then separated into four pieces. Mincha of Kehanim Kain Gadol are folded but not broken. Frekmar Mishnah said the mincha of Kain Gadol is not folded. Rabbi said the Mishnah means that it's not folded into four, but it is folded into two. Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Minchas Kehanim v'chulu. Rabbi Yosef said, Chavitza, which is a cook's mixture with kezayas-sized pieces of bread, requires the hamotzi be made during eating it. If the pieces are smaller than the kezayas, it requires a mezoinus. Rabbi Yosef brings a proof from a braisa that says the kohen makes hamotzi on a carbon mincha, and we learned in our Mishnah that the broken pieces are at least the size of a kezayas. Abaye asks, if that's true, then according to Rabbi Yishmael, who says that the mincha is broken down to flour, one should not make a hamoitzi. However, this can't be because the Bryce says that one may use the mincha for his matzah on Pesach. This means it has a halacha of bread and needs hamoitzi, not like Rabbi Yishmael said. And v'tigmar, it can be used for matzah only if it's kneaded back together to a gazaya-sized piece. In fact, the verbiage of the Bryce suggests that it can be used for matzah even in its broken state without kneading it back together. And for the Gemara, one could be yoitza with smaller pieces if they're broken from a piece that's larger than the kazayas piece, which is still intact at the time of the bracha. How do we come out l'halacha regarding a chavitza? So Rav Sheisha said, even if it's made with crumbs that are smaller than a kazayas, a hamoitzi is made. Rava said, this is only if the pieces still have the appearance of bread.